Because it's not in the light of that he got on here originally.
Was he?
Surprised.
Well, I don't know, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised at either business, he said.
If that happened, we'd fire people wholesale. He said, that's what happened. He says, you're absolutely right, we're gonna fight Thomas Allen. So it's gonna be, that surprises me, it's the lie, absolutely the lie. And I'm surprised, so.
Ambassador McConaughey's here the next 2 days before he goes back to China. They think you need to see him because of China.
Yeah.
So that he can speak with authority in China. That's about it.
I'm not gonna see the ambassador in India, that's the other one.
Nope.
Or Thailand, or Singapore.
No, sir, the other question is Kishi, who you said you did wanna see when he was here next. And the question is, what do you do? There's no,
See, when is he coming?
He's here, the next 2 days. He's attending a meeting of the Japan Society of New York, John D. Rockefeller's deal. And, it's tomorrow night, so he'd be down here either tomorrow or the next day. And it's, as I understand it, they're only raising it because you said when he was next in Washington, you wanted to meet with him.
I think I should always see him, because he always saw me around.
On your farm,
it's
120 acres, which has the foundations of a house and a shed that was standing when your mother was born, that's still there. The guy that owns it bought it in the fall of 69 for $100 an acre, $12,000.
$100 an acre?
He's farming it now in about 40 acres with soybeans and a little tobacco. And the guy who owns it, Harold Crawford, his great-great-grandfather was Thomas Milhouse, who was the brother of your great-grandfather.
Sure.
He's a distinguished looking pleasant man in his 50s. He's an engineer in Columbus, Indiana. They bought the property, which is called there the Milhouse home, partly because of its Nixon history. He may not be able to.
Oh, he may not. I imagine.
Do anything. The Tabor cannon unveiling they now want to do on July 20th or 21st. We're suggesting the 20th
will be back.
Right. And,
I won't hear their travels. Oh, we haven't heard their songs.
The question then was the Frank Bowe thing, whether you want to let Bo have a little luncheon for the Republican members first, and then you all go to the unveiling. That's what we talked about. Because of the problem of Bo's request to have you meet with his, with the Republican appropriations members.
Right.
That'd be a time to do it, because they're all
there. Sure, sure, but very early lunch.
Yeah. we tried to shut off, he's back in.
Well, I'm busing again.
It was originally busing, and then it was housing. So they, on busing, they tried the AG in Richardson, then he said he wanted to try housing, so they tried Romney, and he said, well, he wanted to talk about politics, too. And their assumption is that he just wants to be able to say he's talking to the president. You know, it's that kind of a deal. And I don't know how much you have to, I guess we've got to keep him on track.
No, I don't.
2:45, yeah.
Good announcement. Copies of miserable son of a bitches. Now, this is unreasonable as hell, you know. Riding on the helicopter, played his, he had his own contributors out there at the aircraft. He was in, you know, and he found a thing. And here he is again. Shove him after I return. All right.
Yeah.
Or do you want it now? I see no reason.
Let's do it after return.
Got it. Fine. There's nothing for you. Keep it from whining between now and then. Some other things will happen.
I talked to Billy Graham on that North Carolina thing. He wanted to be sure that we understood what that was. And he says that is good. Well, he's not sure whether it is or not. He thinks it is. But that Critchfield that talked to you about it, the President of the Chamber of Commerce, Charlotte, he said the real crux of this is that they want to get the President into Charlotte before school starts.
Yeah.
And they've dreamed up this award for Billy Graham, contrived the Billy Graham deal as a way to get you in. He says, however, he thinks it's a worthy thing to do, probably. They'd bring black and white leaders together, and it'd be a big thing. But it's not planned yet, and they're putting it together. He said, of course, it would be a tremendous thing for me and my family, but I just want to be sure the president thinks it is something to do. And
North Carolina is a good state to go to. We only get, as you know, an annual election. Second Charlotte is the most important place to go. There, Billy Graham, we need the, I like the idea of being associated with Graham. I do it. And I do it before school.
Okay. He's got to do it then before the 15th of August.
I'm sorry.
He goes to...
when was your thing in New Hampshire? When was it we were in New Hampshire?
That's that vote.
Yeah.
And that, it just, we can do that any time. It's a matter of when, after they can get a vote ready.
We want to time in to that, though. That.
Right.
Good.
I've got a rough thing on the summer travel and a lot of ideas.
Right. We'll talk about it later.
Time by time.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to breathe anything out.
The other thing is the, I asked, you know, we have in Mitchell's campaign thing, he's got a little task force on the convention site thing, and I asked those guys, I raised all the arguments for Chicago.
Yeah. Well, they all say no.
They very strongly urge that we not. And they make some fairly good arguments. Yeah. Tim sums them up. But that's just a good thing.
What do they come down on?
They only come down that we not consider Chicago, because that's the only question I really
have. There are only two choices.
Their recommendation is going to be San Diego, I'm sure. Their argument is that
I understand. I'm sure they followed through, and I don't see that. I don't feel that strong about it one way or another. Overly's judgment is not the best of what he said.
That is one factor that he raised, but that they raised just at the end. Charlie Barr is strongly opposed to it too.
They don't want to go up. They don't think they don't trust the daily interest. They're probably right.
That's right.
Okay. Let's throw it out. Excuse Chicago. San Diego's never had a convention. Let's give it to them. Why don't we just decide that now?
They're now saying new problem with that arose, which is that they've lost their basketball team, which may impair their sports arena or something. I don't know what the problem is, but it's supposed to happen next day or so, I guess.
I think it's building or something.
No, it's built. It's probably going to be able to continue operating or something. I don't know if there's some.
When we come, of course, it's open. It's a year away. And I think probably it'll finish.
How did it start? That leaks when they start clearances from FBI checks and all that sort of stuff.
My point, and that is involved.